live Los Angeles.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights. We'll be swimming when we die. Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky. Where the stars
are bright. Musical guest. This game. I am Mark Sherman.
I have been looking forward to this show. First of all, of course, this is the Life Changes Show at home edition. So if we sound a little different than normal, that's because we're at home, all of us, actually. So you'll hear our guest from home all the way in Florida, and you'll hear our musical guest from home all the way in Las Vegas, Nevada. And so this is a special moment for a lot of reasons. Everybody knows what's going on. If you've been following us on the show, today is April 6th of 2020, and there's lots going on, and a lot of people are together with a lot of people. And so having people need things from us, or needing things from other people, or needing it to be emotionally satisfied or supported by other people, or other people needing to be supported, satisfied by us. So there's a lot of that going on, especially if we're not used to being in close proximity with people for long periods of time, and not having the choice of leaving the room, leaving the house because of what's going on. But this is a microcosm, we feel, of what goes on in people's lives throughout, where we can distract ourselves, under normal circumstances. But the truth of the matter is that underlying feeling of somebody needing or wanting from me, et cetera, can be there. And it's interesting, as we're getting ready for this show, I subscribed to somebody on Instagram who wrote, she wrote it several different times. So hashtag affirmations from We Are Divine wrote, "I can't be anything to anyone if I am nothing to myself." And then she wrote, "I can't be anything to anyone if I am nothing to myself," over and over and over again. And I thought, how perfect is that for tonight's show with our guest, Jessica Baum, on the Life Changes Show, and our musical guest, Vin A, when we come back right after this.
Hey everyone, have you ever thought to yourself, "I wish I had more insights from the Life Changes team"? We've thought that too, and we've got some great news. We've partnered with Himalaya Media to give you an even better, more exclusive experience. Whether you like to listen to us live on our website or in a podcast like on your Apple Podcast app, we encourage you to also check us out on Himalaya. Not only does Himalaya have lots of cool features like curated podcast playlists and collections, along with personalized recommendations, but we have launched a members-only edition to the Life Changes Show, and it is only available on the Himalaya app. As a member, you'll get everything you already love about the Life Changes Show, but with some special benefits. One of the best things about being a member is that you'll also have the sweet satisfaction of knowing that you're supporting the show. Find out how easy it is to listen to your favorite shows on Himalaya, and please consider becoming a member of the Life Changes Show for a nominal amount. Learn about the exclusive offers you'll get as a member. All you have to do is download the Himalaya app, that's H-I-M-A-L-A-Y-A, and join us there. Thank you for listening, and thank you for joining our family. You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA on the BBS Radio Network, with your host, the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com, which include luminaries such as comedian Michael Collier, actress Gabriella Wright, performing artist James Hood, and author Ken Honda. Email your comments and questions to info@lifechangesnetwork.com or askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com. You can also comment via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
Well, we're back online. I am Filippo Voltaggio, and online with us is Mark LeJure.
The at-home edition. Well, I'll tell you what, I can't think of a better time to reframe the idea of being full of oneself. This is it's an important topic. It's an important conversation. And in the midst of all the change going on, and again, I can only imagine, I referenced it last week, all of the change and the personal truths that are having to be faced as people sit there and sit with themselves and really look at what their life is and where they want it to be.
I like that, Mark. And actually, one of the things that we'll talk about with our guest is, quote, fake self-love is so played. So we're needing something else. And so glad that we have our guest on our show today. And we're calling it from selfless to self-full. It's the word that our guest has created. She is a psychotherapist. She's founder of Relationship Institute of Palm Beach and the creator of The Self-Full. Welcome, Jessica Baum, to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
We're going to be talking about things that apply in this moment that also apply to any moment and that apply to any relationship, right?
Yeah, definitely.
You are founder of Relationship Institute of Palm Beach. So thanks to what's going on, the silver lining, we get to have you online with us. And because of what's going on, so many people are putting, can we call it like extra demands on what I need from you when potentially they're really needing it from themselves?
Absolutely. And I think, fear and stress can lead those demands. So I think more than ever now, we're needing a lot from each other, and we need to really check in as to what we need from another and what we can actually meet within ourselves. And sometimes knowing the difference between the two can be very confusing.
Very confusing. So you start in some of the things that I've read with people saying selfish is a bad way to be. And though we might agree with that, maybe we need to define what selfish is before we get into selfless and then self-full.
Sure. So a selfish person is someone who usually lacks a lot of empathy and thinks primarily for themselves only. And they're usually pretty egocentric. So they're really only concerned about themselves, and they're really just taking care of themselves, not really aware of other people's needs, which is too far to that pendulum on that side. So, there's the opposite of that, which is more of a selfless person, and they're very different people in terms of how they kind of operate in the world, and neither good or bad, they can learn from each other, which is how selfful kind of came about. But selfless people tend to keep giving, and they give and they lack boundaries and an internal dialogue and have constantly giving away their energy and feel drained. And because of that, they sometimes even attract selfish people. They sometimes make a interesting partnership. So you have two ends of the same spectrum. You have someone who's really selfish and will take and lives and operates in the world like that with lacking empathy. And the other person might have a lot of empathy but doesn't have boundaries around their empathy, believes in order to be loved or to be with people, you have to constantly give, gets their affirmation or validation. They might even like to be in the caregiver role, but they are missing taking care of themselves. So like you said in the intro, I used to tell a lot of my codependent clients, you have to learn how to be more selfish. And they really didn't like that word, and I don't blame them. So I just started using selfful and started to explain really what that meant. And they were all loving it. And they would come into my office and they would tell me that I was selfful today. And we would talk about what that really means. And there's like a whole method behind it. But it's really about keeping your empathy, learning really healthy boundaries, having internal dialogues with yourself, taking care of your needs first, and learning then to give from that space rather from constant depletion.
So I like that a lot. How does one who is a selfless kind of person, and I know a lot of us would like to think of ourselves that way, how does one who thinks of themselves as a selfless person, how do we know when we're being you call it like fake selfless. Like they're it's kind of like the fake smile, right? It's like, hey, like when you're not happy or when you don't like the person and you smile, you're like, hey, that's being fake. That's what you kind of, it's an analogy to that, right?
Yeah, it's more like when you're selfless and you keep giving, but you're giving from a place of needing to give rather than a place of like being filled up and having to give. So you're giving in a way to actually avoid yourself in a lot and in some respects. So yeah, it's been coined that selfless is a positive thing. But if you think about the word itself, it means to give up self completely. And I'm not saying that we don't do beautiful acts where we're kind of, you know, really compromising ourselves at times, but we don't want to be selfless. We don't want to give our way. We don't want to abandon ourselves. And I see that over, like, supported over and over again. And what happens is you build resentment and anger and fatigue and frustration. And the truth is that you're not taking care of yourself. You've learned it a little bit backwards, and you have to kind of restructure how you take care of yourself first and then give from that space.
I love that. And actually, what came to mind is the question for when we come back, and that is that what does taking care of yourself mean? Because the first thing that came to mind is, oh, some people might think, oh, let's go get a pedicure or manicure, or let's go to the spa, which could be, but I have a feeling you're going to say it's a lot more than that. So we're talking about from selfless to selfful with our guest, Jessica Baum, who is a psychotherapist. And if you want to learn more about her, you can go to her website. Actually, for women, beselfful.com, BESELFFULL.com. And then for everybody else, relationshipspb, as in palmbeach.com. So we'll be back with more of Jessica, and then a little later on, live music with Vin A on the Life Changer Show after this.
Want to connect with amazing people who are committed to making a difference? From the Heart Tribe is a platform, community, and movement with the purpose of bringing like-minded humans together to help animals and the environment in order to gain a stronger connection and understanding of the world around us. They are dedicated to effectuating positive change by empowering individuals to organize meaningful and engaging experiences that build compassion for animals and the natural environment. Their founders and members' passion is to inspire others to actively get involved in their homes, their communities, and the world, to raise awareness about the issues we face, and most of all, to be part of the solution. Through their efforts, they have also accomplished some amazing and tangible achievements. Their Pickup for Paradise beach cleanups have collected over 50,000 pieces of foreign debris. And also, thanks to animal rescue and recovery volunteers, over 30% of the volunteers have become vegan or reduced their meat intake. Daily habits make a big difference. Please join any of their upcoming events by going to fthtt.org and signing up for their newsletter. You can also follow on Instagram and Facebook at From the Heart Tribe. You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include influencers such as author Ariel Ford, business luminary Nolan Bushnell, and actress Dee Wallace on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Please send any comments or questions to info@lifechangesnetwork.com or via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo with Mark online, and we are talking to Jessica Baum online, LMHC. Do I know what that means?
It just means licensed mental health counselor.
Oh, okay. I knew it was something. And you're a psychotherapist. You work mainly with adults. Your work is deep. It's not something everybody wants to tackle, because it's something that, I mean, I don't know why, but except that it seems like it's hard for people to discern that like really small voice that says I'm not doing enough in this relationship or for my family or what have you. And I need to take time to myself, or do you know, isn't it like a small voice that talks to us in those ways?
Yeah, I like to think of it, there's probably a couple different voices in our head and or belief systems, but definitely voices, you know, where we might think I have to do more or I need to prove that I'm worthy or that I'm loved or I'm not doing enough or just taking on the world. And sometimes that voice can be pretty critical as well. And then there's another deeper intuitive voice. Well, I don't know if you guys work with the inner child, but we all have like an inner child voice in there that needs to be taken care of. And that's a big part of being self-full, is really tapping in and understanding where that voice is, because that part of us still needs to be loved and held and played with and have some sense of joy. But if we're constantly giving and being controlled by what we think we have to do in the world, we can't really tune in to everything else that's going on inside of us.
You know, Jessica, I remember when we were talking earlier before the show, you were saying how you started in addiction and worked with people who are addicted, and then you moved over to here, and I couldn't help but thinking to another kind of addiction, right?
Absolutely, yes. And that's why the codependent and the addict make the perfect couple, because they kind of feed each other's addiction. One loves doing for the other, and the other one's stuck in a more egocentric state.
And it's not sustainable for either, or at least definitely not for the relationship.
Yeah, I mean, if it's sustainable, it's not healthy. It's not sustainable. And when you peel back the layers, even with addiction, and you take away the drugs or alcohol or whatever substance they're using, it's the same work. It just looks different from the outside.
So before the break, we talked about how we need to take care of ourselves. And so, you know, I mentioned some nice things like mani-pedis and spas and all that. So how does that align with what you're saying?
Listen, I love manicure and pedicure and spas. Anybody who knows me knows that I love that. But that isn't always taking care of ourselves fully. And, you know, I think being human and being in the moment and honoring the feelings that come up and not medicating them or not finding a solution for them, but actually allowing them to pass or even have dialogue with them is a healthier way of self-love. And self-love isn't always fun. It's sometimes hard and ugly and messy, and it's about being there for yourself 100% and no matter what, and not always kind of doing something to make yourself feel better. Even though at times we can go and do something nice for ourselves and that feels nice, but it's also about kind of sitting with yourself and allowing for all the uncomfortable feelings to come to the surface and not avoiding them.
So, you know, before the show, we were talking about what's happening in the present moment. And actually, this does apply in that in this moment, some people are feeling sad. And there are people out there saying with great intention, we'll just go out and do something to make you happy. But you were saying that this is the messy part, that sometimes we just have to feel that sad.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, definitely. I experienced that actually personally, but I think depression, you know, develops when we actually suppress it. And there's a lot of really good intended, like you said, now you can write your novel or now you can do all your workout classes online, and all of that is beautiful and wonderful. But we're also going through like a collective trauma, and it would be really normal to have days where you're sad, and you wouldn't be human if you weren't experiencing that. And to not suppress that or not feel that and keep yourself super busy, that would be doing a disservice to yourself. It would be better, and you would actually raise your vibration by leaning into your feelings right now and giving yourself some validation around them. That's one of the things you learn when you're self-full, is saying, it's okay. We are going through a really sad moment. You know, you are safe and you are okay right now, but this is sad, and it's okay to cry and feel those feelings is really important. Then choose positivity every day. Like, let's be real. This is hard, and it's going to have moments where you're going to be okay, and there will be other moments when it's hard and scary. And I know one of the things that you said to me, you know, people want to hear something reassuring. I think you can be sad and be trusting in the same way. So you can be sad for what's going on in the world, but also like trust in the bigger picture or trust what's going on for you and take this one day at a time, all without choosing joy and positivity 100% of the time.
You know, I was thinking, like, this is something that one would potentially want to hear from a mother if one is a child. And so if a child is hurting and this is sad, like, some of the teachings of the past might have been, or at least maybe how I grew up, is like, toughen up, you know, get over it, right?
Yeah, and I do a lot of couples counseling, but I also do some, like I was doing a parenting counseling. I do a lot of work with families. And I ask them, do you know what validating, you know, is? And I'll practice the exercise. And I think sometimes it's okay to just say to your kid, yeah, it's okay to be sad today. You're okay, but it makes sense that you're sad. I don't know how many kids are actually fully aware of what's going on. But regardless, this is, you know, something you can do with your kids anyway, is just kind of honoring whatever emotional state they are instead of trying to fix it or change it or hand them a cookie or tell them that everything's going to be fine. You kind of can press pause and be like, yeah, this is hard. And it's okay that it's hard. Part of life, right?
In going with what I'm understanding of your work, potentially by is sitting with the child or sitting with our inner child, as you mentioned earlier, and saying, you know, do you want to talk about it or something? If you tell yourself what it is about this moment, we may learn something about ourselves. Or that's the
idea. Yeah, that's definitely the idea. And I think most importantly, I think in our society, you know, we're so busy and so stopping and kind of talking about it or dialogue and just allowing for the feelings to come up and doing nothing about it, just being like, it's okay, you know, and letting them pass is a very healthy way to approach this. And often what I see is that people avoid and they get into bigger trouble when you avoid too much. I mean, sometimes we need a coping mechanism, right? We need to online shop or do whatever we need to do to distract ourselves a little bit. But often we need to step, press pause and kind of also feel the range of emotions that's going on inside.
Jessica, this is Mark. I wanted to play off that comment a little bit that you made. And you started actually answering the question before I asked it. But I think it's probably unspeakable the amount of trauma that's being experienced by people that are having to face their truths. And so that idea of letting it pass, of sitting in it, of, you know, allowing it, feeling it, processing it, what other advice can you give to someone who maybe never even knew that that was, you know, in the cards because they've, you know, always resorted to coping mechanisms and maybe it was only subconscious?
If they're really, really struggling and they maybe haven't experienced this level of emotions before, they can think of a resource. And what I mean by resource is a person in their life or a person that they know of that is completely kind and nurturing and loving. And they can pretend that person is talking to those feelings. So they can pull in an aunt or a parent, and if you're feeling scared or you're letting your feelings, what would that person say? That person might, you know, tell them, it's okay to feel sad right now. I'm going to hold you, or one day at a time, or things like that to help them develop a way to communicate with the feelings that are coming up. Often people don't have that intuitive voice. That's the other voice. It's a loving, intuitive voice that can come in and kind of mediate the critical, and the inner is this intuitive voice. So we have to cultivate that at times. And the easiest way to do that is to think of someone in your life that was just so kind and sweet and nurturing, and pull that inward and use that at these times right now to kind of guide you.
Wonderful. And it's making me think, though a lot of your work is around relationships and couples and families and all, a lot of this that you're talking right now is one-on-one and one with oneself, although a relationship can bring up those issues, right?
Absolutely. So what happens in relationships is that you know, those parts of ourselves get kind of mirrored, or our biggest fear can get played out in our relationship. So a lot of the same childhood traumas or belief systems get recreated in all of our relationships, but primarily our most romantic relationship, because we get the most vulnerable with that person. So if we have a core wound of feeling unlovable, which is something we should be sitting with ourselves and, again, cultivating that inner voice and meeting with that, we might actually play out the unlovable scenario with our partner in many ways, if that's our lens to begin with. So
wow.
Whether it's happening, yeah, internally, it's happening. It's also going to be mirrored externally. So your relationships become almost a guide to where a lot of your trauma and wounds are. It's not so much that the other person is hurting you intentionally, usually, sometimes, maybe, but it's that they're stepping on what's already there. So without them, sometimes it's even harder to access. In a romantic relationship, sometimes they're highlighted even more.
Wow. Well, when we come back, you said it's a process, and you've developed this whole process self-full. If you could give us a tip or two to start, and frankly, you already have, but let's say this is a good number one and a good number two, so that people could start working on that on the way to being more self-full. And for those who are looking to either work with Jessica one-on-one or get online with her workshops or groups, you can go to relationships. P as in Paul, B as in boy, .com, or Jessica Baum, BAUMLMHC.com. Or actually, no, and there's one more. Be selfful, BESELFFULL.com. And that last one is mainly for women. So looking forward to the next segment with Jessica, and then a little later on we're going to have our Ask Dorothy question, and after that, live music straight from Las Vegas with our musical guest Vin A, all on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA, with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online at lifechangesshow.com, via Twitter at Life Changes Show, and Facebook at Life Changes Show.
I love that station break. This is the second time I've been paying attention to it, and that's our very own Jet Paul, Mark Leger's son. So thank you, Jet, for that. And again, having his voice on there reminds me of why we're doing so much of this, and not just for kids, but for adults who grow up and there's still that kid inside of them that wants to play, that wants to be happy, and then in some cases might have a voice in them that's that is a trauma left over. One of those voices that, as we're talking with our guest Jessica Baum, who is a psychotherapist and has been talking to us from selfless to self-full, and she created this program, Self-Full. One of those voices says, you got to be nice, you got to be friendly, you got to share, which are all good things, right, Jessica? But they could be taken to the extreme.
Absolutely. I mean, it's wonderful qualities, and I say that it's also wonderful to be empathic and giving and loving, but you also have to learn how to harness it with appropriate boundaries, and that takes a internal awareness around them, because you can give so much, and I know some people who might be listening might agree, like, you give so much and maybe later you have resentment, and the truth is you probably were missing the sign somewhere inside of you that said, hey, not right now, or you maybe needed to set a boundary at one point. So learning to intuitively know when it is okay, and even giving yourself permission to say no to things, is really important.
Yeah, I've heard before, and actually I've heard myself say before something like, I can't keep doing this anymore. And realizing that at that point it comes out a little more dramatic than it needed to if I had known how to say it beforehand.
Yeah, absolutely. And I tell people, if you can't say no, tell the other person that's needing something from you, let me get back to you, and press pause. And at least it gives you some space, so that knee-jerk yes, yes, yes doesn't come out of you. And you can press pause, and then you can take a little bit of time and really kind of figure out, actually, is this something that you want to commit to? Because remember, all our commitments are a form of us giving some energy away. So you want to make sure, is this something I can commit to that also honors me right now?
So, of course, you are posting and writing and working one-on-ones with people, and people can connect at relationships, P like Paul and B like Boyd.com. But what is a good first step, a good solid first or second step that you would recommend that we could be practicing right now more than ever?
Yeah, I think for most people who are unfamiliar with this type of awareness, is the first step is building awareness. So start to notice when you're saying yes, or when you're overextending, or what belief systems that you have going on. And start to maybe even challenge them, because sometimes, in order to be liked, I have to be X, or in order to achieve, I have to do Y. Sometimes our belief systems are alone are like recreating this, constantly giving. So start to just raise awareness of why you keep doing this and what's coming up for you. And I'm trying to think of something else that people can do in practice. I think the biggest fear for an empath sometimes to say no is they're scared of hurting someone else's feelings. And I think the light bulb moment goes off in their head when they develop really healthy relationships that they can sometimes say no to and sometimes say yes to and realize they have choices. So practice it, because there's a fear factor around it. So take this week and say, you know what, I'm going to say no to something, and I'm going to sit with the uncomfortability and anxiety that comes up for me when I say no, because we're avoiding that too. And I'm going to tell that part of myself, it's okay. Give yourself permission to say no and deal with the anxiety that comes up, because it's probably new for you.
I like that. I like that practice. And since some people have a lot more time now, if you could find somebody, even if it's online, even maybe to just practice saying no. So like, if you have a good friend or a family member or potentially your spouse or something, but is this a good idea to say, okay, everything you're going to say, I'm going to say no to, just to practice saying no?
Yeah, I would. I don't know if I would say no to everything, but I would.
I meant during the exercise.
Oh yeah. Yes. First,
not for the rest of our relationship.
And if it's someone new that you're saying no to, you can tell them, I'm really working on boundaries and self-care, and then preface it with, but I, you know, so I'm not going to. And like I said before, you can, if you can't say no, you can say, let me get back to you, which kind of gives it space to come back and say, you know what, I just can't make it, or I can't do that right now. And then it gets easier, because you start kind of giving yourself space and energy, and then you're like, oh, okay. And then it builds from there once you kind of start it. And I'm not telling people to run out and say no and be selfish. I'm telling you to really practice. If you're on the selfless end of the spectrum, that you got to start to shift yourself more into the middle and practice with things that you're not, if you're not sure if you want to participate or give or meet someone's needs, say, let me get back to you, and then just practice kind of saying no to some of them.
So you're giving yourself some time to think about it, or a little buffer or something like that. And so as we come to a close during our time here together, I'm thinking that so much of the saying no, or the if I don't do this, can make certain people feel like they are disconnecting, and potentially what they're actually doing is connecting to their true feelings, right?
Yeah, they're connecting to their true feelings, or creating space for it. And I would say there's like a caveat, like if you're in a romantic relationship and someone needs something from you, you can say, I can't right now, but tomorrow after dinner. You can also give like the caveat, your needs are important to me, I just can't meet them right now. So you don't have to discount them completely, or let the person know that they're not important. Like, oh, this event that you're having is really important to me, I just can't make it right now. So you don't have to be like, no, 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 no. You can be like, it's really meaningful what you asked me to do, or I know you need me to do all these things for you right now, but I can't right now. But, you know, how about a later time? Or no, if you really, you don't want to do it, but you can let the other person know that they're important, but say no at the same time, essentially.
And, you know, I'd love to add something to that, and that is to say that sometimes when we do that, then our unconscious could be working on the problem at hand, or what was brought forward, so that when we get to this tomorrow or something, maybe we'll have more of a solution, or maybe I'll be more fresh, or maybe I might be able to be a better help to you. How's that?
I love that. Yeah, I mean, I love that. And I tell, because some couples have different needs, family members have different needs, and it's wonderful to say no, but when I get to it, I'm going to be fully present. Like what you just said, it's a great way to let the other person know that you care about them. You're just not available right now. You're taking care of yourself.
Wow. Well, you know, it seems so easy, and from a personal experience, I think we could all say it can be so hard, and that's in part because we are good people and we want to do right by others. It sounds like the first person we need to do right by is ourselves.
Absolutely. Everything else will fall into place once you start giving from that space.
Jessica, I am so glad we had this time to have this conversation. I want to remind everybody we're talking to Jessica Baum, psychotherapist. She practices in Palm Beach. So relationships... PB, as in PalmBeach.com, is her main website. And for women specifically, Be Self Full, BeSelfFull.com. What a pleasure, Jessica. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
And all the best to you. And
you too.
So now that we are self-full, we have an Ask Dorothy question.
Dear Dorothy, my name is Ashley, and I live in Costa Mesa, California. Our local government has mandated self-quarantine, and they suggest it will be longer than 2 weeks. I've cleaned my room and emptied my closets. I have read all of my books and feel like I'm going stir-crazy. Before quarantine, I worked a demanding job in the hotel industry and loved every minute of it. The days flew by filled with challenges of doing the best I could to be of service to the clients. Now I'm trapped at home and have run out of books to read. How can I get through the next few weeks without losing my mind?
Dear Ashley, excuse me. Dear Ashley, I understand that it must be difficult to adjust to this new temporary way of daily living. However, we may be having an opportunity to learn some new habits that we can use once life gets busy again. There are so many things one can do while isolated. And since your regular life is so busy, I intuit that you may have lost contact with important people you know and with whom you have not connected in a long time. So you could use this time to reconnect with those you love. With the ability we have to text, make free calls, use Facebook, FaceTime, and Zoom, you can reconnect and catch up with what's going on in their lives. This is a great time to call your grandparents or your mom and dad and siblings and ask them to tell you about their life so you can have a better understanding of who they are and who you are and what you have passed down, have had passed down through genetics. When connecting with others, you can ask what they are doing to keep from going stir crazy. Reading is also a great way to pass the time, and even if you have already read all of your books, you can easily find and download free ebooks online. This might also be a great time to write a book if you have one in mind or if you have thoughts to share with others. Or maybe you just want to journal about this time of isolation. You could set a time each day for deep meditation, and the internet is full of amazing guided meditations, and I trust you can find the perfect ones for you. Exercise is also an important thing to do while you have the time. It is perfectly okay to take long walks in your neighborhood, and you will feel stronger if you choose to do this. Many people are offering free workout sessions online, so you may wish to check that out too. This could also be a great time to learn another language by downloading Duolingo or a similar app. Ashley, these are just a few examples of how to pass the time. I trust that you will find these suggestions helpful and that you will also come up with many more ideas on your own. This is a great time to not only look for ways to pass the time, but to examine how we can enrich our lives during this downtime. We can start looking at what we want to incorporate in our lives and trust we won't forget to do these things once our lives get busy again.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com.
And we'll be right back with our musical guest, Vin A., on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
Have you felt inspired to meditate but you just can't? Do you suffer from anxiety but fidget toys just make you more fidgety? Want to replace negative self-talk in your head that keeps bringing you down? Introducing the latest self-help solution, Phi Beads. Transformational beaded jewelry inspired by ancient wisdom, science, math, and psychology. All Phi Beads are designed to incorporate the powerful Fibonacci sequence, nature's mathematical formula that has shaped our existence from the beginning of time. The Fibonacci sequence, also known as the golden mean or the golden ratio, is recognized by our conscious and unconscious mind and resonates as order out of chaos like we see in plants, flowers, seashells, ocean waves, the pyramids, and in our own body. Not only beautiful, they feel good to wear. Phi Beads can help anchor tranquility, positivity, focus, and structure in your life by doing the Phi Meditation. Phi Meditation helps you harness the power of I Am for intention, affirmation, and manifestation. Affirm the life you want. Get your set of Phi Beads at PhiBeads.com. That's Phi, P-H-I, Beads.com. The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life, and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience,
We bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
Well, we are back. This is the Life Changes Show at Home Edition. If we sound a little different than how we normally sound, and actually, if it wasn't for an at-home edition, actually all of us at home, we wouldn't be able to have this musical guest on even online with us, because he performs 7 days a week and right now would be performing. Together with his band, the Bronx Wanderers, they have won 4 Best of Las Vegas awards, a 5-star Yelp award, a top 10 TripAdvisor award, number 8 out of 184 shows in Las Vegas, and they still somehow find time to perform for charitable organizations. And as a solo artist, our guest has performed in different parts of the world and has opened for people like Bon Jovi, not to mention the band, has opened up for all kinds of people you would recognize. But it's just so many to miss. He is Vin Adinolfi, better known as Vin A of the Bronx Wanderers. Welcome, Vin A, to the show, man.
It's so good to be here. Thanks for having me.
It's really so good. I'm used to sitting in the audience watching your show.
Well, it's a nice change of pace. Right now I got a fire going. I'm getting to listen to your show, so I like how the tables have turned.
Well, it's interesting that we decided to continue to do the show during this time of what's happening in the world, especially because we could help provide good information and keep things positive and support people while they're experiencing things now. But the irony of it is that that's exactly why we need your show, because that's what your show with your dad and your brother, I mean, that's what the Bronx Wanderers do every single show.
Yeah. I mean, I was listening to your show, and I love everything that you guys have been talking about. Like, for instance, people getting stir crazy right now because they've run out of books to read or run out of their errands and cleaning closets. It is a great thing. What Deb said, it's about you need to find new ways to broaden yourself. You know, mm-hmm. this whole, the fact that I'm not playing 7 days a week, the day after I was told we no longer have a show, I immediately went in my studio and said, okay, I need to figure out something else to do to keep my mind busy, to keep my heart busy, to keep my passion and my spirits up. And that's how I kind of came up with the idea to do an acoustic album called Vindemic. Which is, you know, the opposite of everything I've ever done. It's completely shaved down. It's just myself and a guitar, maybe a keyboard, and that's it. So I'm trying to find new ways to broaden myself, keeping it within music, of course, because I don't know how to do anything else, right? But
not true.
So, but I think what you're doing is amazing, Filippo, with the show. It's great. It gives people hope. It gives them the right message, and I'm honored to be here, man.
Well, thank you so much. And I should say, yes, you perform 7 nights a week, but that's not even half the story. Like, I've seen you perform, and then you go from your show to another show, and then to another show. Like, one night I'm like, okay, I'm going back to the hotel room, you know, enjoy the next show. It's like you just kept going. And then the next day you're doing it all over again. And you're putting out positivity out there. When you do your show with your family, you could tell you all love each other and support each other. And that's not to say that
it's not perfect. Believe me,
but
I tell people all the time how we warm up is by yelling at each other all day, and then we do the show and we sound great. So.
and you're sharing it, like you're saying, Vindemic, the songs that you've been doing, you're sharing them all over, but especially on Instagram, right? On Vinstagram. Yes. Did you like that?
Vinstagram. I like that. It's good.
At Vin_A music, right?
That's correct, yeah.
And then They could also find you on Facebook, because I've seen it there. And, of course, they got to go to the Bronx Wanderers on Facebook and actually thebronxwanderers.com to find out more about you and your dad and your brother and what you guys are doing in Vegas.
Well, the cool thing is anybody that's listening to your show, we're actually releasing a three-camera shoot of our last Las Vegas show before the pandemic shut the entire strip down. We kind of heard through the grapevine that they may have been doing that. So the unfortunate thing with my family is the only way we make an income is through the Bronx Wanderers. That's our only moneymaker. So when we were told, guess what, you're no longer going to be performing every night, getting a paycheck, earning a living, we all kind of freaked out and said, okay, we got, you know, maybe a month or two saved up, but let's see what we can do to basically keep this going. So we did a three-camera shoot. My girlfriend, Liz, who's amazing, she edits everything we do, pictures.
Yes, she is.
she's throwing this whole thing together. We're going to be releasing that sometime this week. And when we release that, I'll reach out to you. And any viewer that can't catch us in Las Vegas, no matter where you are in the country, you can watch our Las Vegas show. So we're excited about that.
Well, this is awesome, actually, and I didn't know about it, so I'm glad to hear about it, and let us know, because we'll post it all over. And actually, the show is so well rehearsed. You guys
7 days a week
it.
Of practice, man. That's seven nights a week doing it.
You've been not only that, you've been doing so many of the songs. I know your new show at the new casino has even more new songs, but you've been doing this since you were like what, 13 or something?
14 years old. That's right. My dad had a band at the time, and his drummer had a kidney stone, sadly, and he couldn't do the show. And 20 minutes before they went on, my dad said as a goof, you know, my younger son, Nick, who was 11 at the time, he's kind of learning drums. Maybe he can sit in with us and play. And all the guys in the band kind of laughed at it like, you know, okay, yeah, whatever, bring him up. My brother wound up going up. He knew every song off his head like it was nothing. All the people there shoved $100 bills in his coat. He must have came home with like $800. In cash tips that night, to which when I came home from working at Pizza Express making $7 an hour, I said, listen, I quit. I'm going to do that with them.
Go on.
No, that's it. Basically, from 14 till now, I've been doing Bronx Wanderers. In high school and college, it was kind of just a way to tour the country on the weekends, you know, see the world type of thing, be with my family. And then little did we know, all the practice, all the hard work, all the effort that we put into it, we started opening up for people like Tony Orlando, people like Peter Noon of Herman's Hermits. I mean, we got to play with Wayne Newton our first year in Vegas. I mean, it's been an incredible ride. It really has.
And potentially it's just getting started also for you as a solo artist. So we'll talk about that in a moment. But before we move on, I want you to know we'll have time to get to the music. We've asked BBS Radio if we could go a little extra so that we can get all this in. I haven't seen you guys in a long time, so I'm missing you guys. And so this is like so fun to have this with you. So I'll just say that. Your dad is the lead singer, right, of the Bronx Wanderers, so Vinny Adinolfi, right?
Yeah, he's actually a junior. His dad is Vinny, and I'm the third. Go figure.
Oh, okay, right. And so, but you're like lead guitarist, lead keyboardist, musical director, right?
Yeah, I'm like the co-singer. I mean, we split the show, so he sings about 50% lead of the show, and I do the other 50%. I kind of say like we're like the older version of Blink-182. we got two singers in the same band, but it's cool.
Well, all day I've been singing a lot of the songs that I attribute to the Bronx Wanderers, which is ironic because they were done by other people that we know too, or you know them actually.
That's
your
right.
dad
well,
knows them for sure.
The whole story with Bronx Wanderers was my dad was a record producer for like 30 years. So he worked for Columbia Records, and we kind of started the show doing songs that he's either worked on, was a part of, or had some affiliation with at the label. So every song kind of has a spot in our story, in our family, and in my dad's career. So it all kind of ties together in that it's not, you're not just watching a family play a bunch of random cover songs. you're watching a family play songs where the dad was there, the kids grew up with it, and then we kind of take over the stage and drive my dad nuts and do like a Bruno Mars song. You know, so it's a cool interactive thing. I tell everybody it's a rock show for everyone.
We want to bring the grandma
who's 80 years old. We want her to bring her daughter who's 40, and we want them to bring their granddaughter who's 20. And we want everybody to enjoy a music show. And you can't imagine how hard it is trying to satisfy an 85-year-old woman and a 21-year-old woman. It's not an easy task to do, but we try to do it every night.
You make it look easy. I've been in the audience many, many times from Milwaukee, New York. Vegas. So I've seen it every time. And you have these 85-year-old ladies standing up, and the other one's up on the chair. And it's just a pleasure. I just sit there and beam and just say good and thank you for what you're doing, for the music and for the people, because they really feel it. And we need to get to a song, but it just shows how you really care about the people. Feel it. That's what's making me excited the most about getting connect with you here. People feel you guys. Feel you, that you're wanting to give a good show. And as soon as the show, you know, got postponed or got stopped or whatever because of what's going on, I kind of felt for, oh no, those poor people who had tickets, because it's not they're not just coming to come and see it's not a regular show. You leave feeling good.
It's an experience is what we tell everybody. And we tell everybody you're going to leave feeling like a part of the family. Which is why we provide Jack Daniels and Prozac at the door. No, I'm just kidding.
No, you don't. All right.
We don't. I've never gotten any,
and I've been in the VIP section, so what's going on? what are we going to get to hear first? This is exciting.
You're going to hear some of my solo stuff right now, which is, you know, I've been home alone doing nothing all day, and I've been writing songs, and you're going to hear two songs that I wrote in the past 2 weeks.
Okay, so first we're going to hear what now?
It's called Name is the song, and before anybody gets freaked out, the chorus has a Spanish line, because I like the way Mi Nombre Es sounded better than My Name Is. So the chorus is, My Name Is the Only Thing I Have Left.
Okay, now
this
isn't from Vendemic. This is like a preview to what's coming out in your full-length album soon?
The first one is off of Vendemic. The second song you're going to play is going to be off my full-length album.
Okay. All right. Well,
we're
cool.
Breaking some brand new songs on the Life Changes show, man. I'm happy.
Nice. You mean I haven't even heard this on Instagram?
Nobody's heard this.
Okay. Well, here is Vin A performing live on the Life Changes show from home, his song Name from Vendemic.
Surrounding my used up name, I brush it off, make it shiny new again. I walk it out, I make it dance around again. Yeah. Mi nombre es the only thing I have left. Yeah. Mi nombre es the only thing I have left. Yeah. Sick of the lies inside this messed up game. Fall for yourself, we're all told what to gain. Buy and sell. Yeah, are we into hell? Yeah. the only thing I have left. Yeah. Me no prayers, the only thing I have left. Yeah.
It's a cool tune, man. I like the lyrics. The lyrics are cool.
Yes, I even like the Spanish. Mi nombre es. How do people get to hear this? Your main website is thebronxwanderers.com, right?
Correct, yeah, for that. The other website that I'm basically doing all my solo stuff off of is whichwayrecords.com. But, I mean, again, we're putting all these songs on YouTube. In 2 weeks, we're going to be releasing them through Apple Music and Spotify and all that stuff. I want to at least send them to somebody smart and talented that can make me sound a little bit better than myself in my room. So before we post everything officially, I'm going to, like, send it to a producer I know in L.A., and he's going to make it sound great. But, again, the minute these songs are available everywhere, I'll shoot it out to you. But for now, they can go on my Facebook, they can go on my Instagram, they can hear all these cool songs. And, you know, if you want to type in Vin A, Geology in Spotify or Apple Music, you can hear my last album, which was pretty dang good, if I don't say so myself.
Indeed. And on Facebook, it's the official Vin A, right? V-I-N-A?
Yeah, that's right, okay. Yeah.
And on Instagram is @Vin_A Music. So that's a treat to hear you and guitar unplugged.
Yeah, it's a treat for me too. I never do it.
Well, and you also play more than just the guitar and the keyboard. What else do you play?
I also play a thing called the cigar box guitar, which is a slide guitar with four strings on it made out of a cigar box. I love that instrument so much. I also play the banjo, the violin, the drums, and the bass, and yeah. That's kind of why I didn't do my homework in high school. I learned all that stuff.
Well, actually, you know, I was thinking, because you learn differently than you do in school, because none of these were school taught, or really, you didn't really have lessons, right?
No, I never had a lesson. I wish I did. I'd be
no,
so much
it's
better.
A good thing. I mean, listen to you. I mean, well, I don't know if it's a good thing, but I can't imagine. Listen to you, yeah. Vinny. Vin A.
I mean, again, some of the greatest people that we know in life, like, say, Danny Elfman, for instance. He did the Simpsons theme song. He did The Nightmare Before Christmas. He did all the music in Batman, all that stuff. He basically said, I never in my life took a class on how to compose for a film. I kind of just went in there. I trusted my gut. I followed my heart, and I did the best I could. And now he's one of the greatest, you know, film composers of all time. It's kind of like that same thing. If your heart is in it, if your passion is in it, just because you don't have schooling and the correct way to do it doesn't mean you can't follow your dreams and do something. So that's kind of the mantra I live in my life. If you want to do it, do it.
go on. I want to hear your mantra.
I was going to say, that's my mantra. If you want to do something, put in the time and do it. You know, just do it. That's the best way you can learn anything, is by doing it.
Well, so we mentioned how, of course, you play six instruments, but you also sing, and we've mentioned that, and you have sung in so many. I love how you sung the national anthem at Madison Square Gardens for the New York Rangers. But that you.
Thanks to our friend Alfio, man. Thanks to my good friend Alfio.
Oh yeah, hey Alfio, you better be listening, by the way. but I love how you filled in, because you do a lot of the oldies, and you filled in for Frankie Valli.
That's right.
For Frankie Valli.
Yeah.
At the United Emirates.
I mean, they called us up and said, how would you like to play in Abu Dhabi? I said, what part of New York is that in?
Yeah.
They go, no, dude.
It's
no.
In Jersey.
It's in Jersey. It's across the bridge. They go, no, it's actually halfway around the world by Dubai. I go, how did we get this gig? They go, well, Frankie Valli was supposed to do it, but it's his daughter's birthday, and he's not doing any gigs right now.
Wow.
And the promoter said, well, we want, like, the best Frankie Valli, you know, band out there that does it. And we were kind of doing Jersey Boys before the Jersey Boys play hit. So we kind of already had that, you know, that street cred that we do that. And little did I know, I got on a plane for 14 hours. I went over there. We did a show. Michael Jackson was there handing out awards at the ceremony. And ladies and gentlemen, the Bronx Wanderers, I was like, nobody knows who the hell we are right now. This is great. You know, but it was an experience.
You know, a lot of people know who you are. I've seen the fans absolutely go nuts. And what I love the most is how you not only treat them, but how you treat other people. Like when we're out at restaurants or bars or whatever, you're treating people so nice. You're not only humble, you're a good guy. And you know, your dad is the same way, your brother.
Yeah.
I mean, more power to all of you. Like, may your stars keep rising so people can see this side as well. And we need more of that. So thank you. And we need more of your music. So let's
I got nothing but time right now to make it, so don't you worry.
Well, good. And actually, so you have an album that you're working on, other than Vindemic.
Right.
And so this album has an upcoming song that you're going to play now, right?
Yes. The full-length album that I've been making for about 8-9 months is, we're hoping, is going to come out by the summer. It has slowed down a little bit because we don't have access to studios, so we're kind of doing everything, you know, satellite like you are with your show.
Yeah.
So we're hoping that comes out. I wrote this next song for my girlfriend because she's always like, you write all these great songs, but you haven't written one about me. I go, huh, I guess I haven't. Yeah, I guess I should get on that.
You know what?
Before
you tell that, I have to say I got such, like, it just caught me off guard when I just bust out laughing when you're saying I'm here alone and got nothing to do. Well, evidently you've got your girlfriend there, and you're taking time to scare the heck out of her.
Oh my gosh, yes. So for those of you that don't know me listening to the show, my girlfriend Elizabeth has this really weird thing where she'll follow me around the house secretly and scare me, and she'll get it all on camera. And anybody under the age of 18, don't watch those videos, because the words that come out of my mouth when she scares me are not Disney approved. So, but the other day I actually got her back, which was amazing. And it was like 3 months in the making. I made this video scaring her. It was probably the most epic scare I've ever done in my whole life. I put the video together. I slowed it down in slow motion. I sounded like Jabba the Hutt. I was like, oh, 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 you know, like laughing at her. It was great. So, yeah, if anybody wants some light entertainment, definitely check out those scare videos. Pretty funny.
And I agree. Not to be done at home. You know, it's not for the faint of heart either. But if you want to watch it, go to Instagram @Vin_A Music and find it all there. And of course, you can find them on Facebook and thebronxwanderers.com. So you were saying, so she asked you to write a song about her.
Yeah, so, you know, it's taken me a while, because when I get commissioned to write, it's a lot harder writing for something as opposed to when I just sit down, it just comes out of me.
Yeah.
Like that last song, everybody heard, that song kind of came out of me in 2 hours, like, you know, in and out. Whereas this song, it's taken a while, and I actually finished it 40 minutes ago. So this is the first time anybody, including
her. Okay. And this is dedicated to Liz.
Yeah. This is the first time anybody's going to hear it in the world, including her.
Wow. All right. Yeah. Well, why don't you introduce it then? From the Life Changes.
Okay.
Show.
This next song coming up on the Life Changes Network. No, I'm just kidding. Is a song by me, Vin A. It's called Wishing Well, and it's for my beautiful girlfriend Elizabeth. And I promise it'll sound better when I have a full band behind it, but it's just me for now.
All day, all night, wait for phone to ring. All day, all night, yeah, it's the strangest thing. One day, one night, we'll get a chance to be. One day, one night, we'll finally be free. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Let me be your wishing well. Na 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 na. Let me be your wishing well all day. All night, all I can think about is you. All day, all night, oh tell me you feel it too. Some days, some nights you wanna throw me out. Those days, those nights I know we'll still laugh about everything but. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Let me be your wishing well. Na 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 na. Yeah, I can be your wishing well. Na na. Na na, let me be your wishing well. Na na, na na, yeah, I can be your wishing well. Now the things I say, all the things I do, only make me think more of you. Now the things I say, all the things I do, only make me think more of you. All the things I say, all the things I do, only make me think more of you. All the things I say, all the things I do, only make me think more of you. Na na, na na, let me be your wishing well. Na na, na na, yeah, I can't be. Your wishing will. Na na, na na. Let me be your wishing will. Na na, na na. Yeah, I can't be your wishing will.
Aww.
Fun.
Yeah. Isn't she right there?
She's inside. I think she's listening right now. So hopefully that'll get me, you know, like 3 days where I can do whatever I want without her yelling at me. So I hope it's, I accomplish that.
Oh, I can't believe you just said that after you sang this song to her.
Well, again, this is one shining little moment in her week compared to the 40 where I'm scaring her, telling her I don't want to cook, you know, like all that stuff. So
you are so funny. Well, What a treat indeed. And actually, we're talking about this being in the upcoming album, but there are five albums out there already between the Bronx Wanderers and Vin A himself. So go to thebronxwanderers.com. Is that also where the streaming is going to be, where people can watch the show?
We're looking into that. I don't know if we have to go to a third party website like Stage It or, you know, like one of those streaming websites where they can only watch it once. So we're still working out the details, but if anybody wants to watch the Las Vegas show, just follow us on the Bronx Wanderers on Facebook or Instagram. I plan on going live with my dad in a couple of days, telling everybody when we're going to release that. And we're excited.
That was fun when you did that, I think, last week or a week and a half ago or so.
I love doing all these interviews in my underwear, man. I really hope we keep it.
No, thank you. By the way, I hope you get to get back to the live onstage work soon for everybody's benefit. And where will that be? Because I saw you at Bally's and then I missed you. Where were you, at the Links or something?
We were at the Link, which is the old Imperial Palace, but the then Link. We kind of got like a third promotion where we got offered the 8 o'clock time slot at Harris.
Harris.
So we're actually sharing the same room with the Righteous Brothers every night, which is pretty cool.
Well, yeah. Well, you were also sharing the room in, was it Bally's with, what's his
Wayne
name?
Wayne Newton, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so you guys are doing great. You know, thank you for who you are, what you do. It's a pleasure to know you and happy to watch this continue to grow. You do walk out of there feeling like you're part of the family after seeing.
That's why I love you, man, because although you don't sing, you write great books, you do amazing things, you have an amazing message, and that's kind of who I want to surround myself with in my life. People doing similar things to, you know, help us all and do things with a positive message. And that's why I love you. That's why I'm honored to call you a friend, Felipe.
And by the way, that thank you. That means a lot. Honored to call you a friend too. A friend who forgot that we met because I was singing in Milwaukee like you were at the Italian.
That's right. I remember you were singing. Oh my God, that's right. My God, what don't you do? What can you come over and clean my closet? I'm having a real problem with it.
It's okay. This has been very special. So I look forward to seeing you live really soon. And thank you so much for being with us here on the Life Changes Show, Vin A. Thank you.
Love you, man.
Take care, and a big hug to Liz and the whole family.
I will, man. You take care.
Take care, indeed. So that's our show, a little extended at-home edition. Thanks to BBS Radio for letting us go a little longer here to bring you more of Vin A. And on behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our producer and co-host, Mark Leger, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as your life changes, like ours surely did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.